brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's not his official website, but he says he likes the work that the gentleman is doing. It's activestate.org about his newest book, now out in paperback, Active State, The Murder of Martin Luther King. I want to get into Bobby here in a minute, a little bit into Hugo Chavez. We've got this segment and part of the next. We really appreciate Dr. Pepper spending time with us. Okay, William, please continue.
All right, well, just very quickly, it took the jury in the civil trial 59 minutes to find that Martin King was killed as a result of a conspiracy involving agents of the government of the United States, state of Tennessee, and city of Memphis. 70% liability went to those official government agents, and 30% liability went to Lloyd Jarrett. So that effectively brought the King case pretty much full circle in terms of what happened. There's some ongoing work that's going out. There's the third book on it that will come out in about a year that will all the new evidence just supports it, but it gives more, will give more details as to what happened. But it was a sad day that we had to reveal in detail the involvement of the government of the United
States. Is it like to have trusted your government before and then to be, you know, not even be an excited participant, but to have to look into it and then find out that this is the case? I mean, how did that change your worldview about how things really work?
Well, of course, it made me terribly cynical in terms of electoral politics and of the possibility of changing this republic under the present circumstances. And I'm very much a Jeffersonian in terms of the belief that you need radical reconstruction of the political economic structure every 20 years in order to sweep it clean and to get rid of all the special interests that dominate every aspect of life.
I'm certainly in the same boat as you. And sometimes I wish things weren't conspiracies or weren't corrupt or weren't bad. And I go investigate, and it's almost always worse than I thought, Doc. I mean, it's insane. Your take on 9/11 and how it's been used to turn us into a furtherance of a police state, $7 trillion looted, $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon, $3 trillion from the war, the pension funds gone. They're now openly engaging in corruption that dwarfs anything previous. I wonder what the next wave is going to look like.
Well, I think we're on the road to the end of democracy in this republic unless there's some drastic changes, and it could be with the economic downfall of this system that the forced reconstruction of the republic will finally come about, because it's going to hit everybody and right in their living rooms, in their kitchens, and the people at some point will have had too much, and we may then well see drastic reconstructive.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think the thugs out there and some of the authoritarians who like all this, who are low level, do you understand it's liberty and free market and freedom, and you know, we're not perfect, but better than other places, that has given us all this, and this tyranny, this corporatocracy or crony capitalism that isn't real capitalism, I mean, it's like a cancer, and it's just growing, and either they're going to totally take over, or we're going to somehow use their collapse. I mean, I agree with you. I think they're out of. I don't think they're in control, Dr. Pepper.
Well, I think we're no. They're not in control of this now. It's spiraling downward, and it is out of control. There's no question. They're not. They may not well not be able to salvage it, and it's questionable whether the type of reforms that happened during the New Deal era will ever be sufficient again to restore the system.
Well, you know, you and I could probably even argue about what form of, you know, system we like as far as largesse and the public treasury, but at the same time, we know that corporate fascism destroys freedom and wealth, and so we're no doubt in agreement against that system. Let's come back briefly, get into Bobby Kennedy and a little bit about Hugo Chavez, who you're personal friends with. It's an amazing interview. Dr. William Pepper.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, coming up the next hour. Got the fellow running the InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com, popping in here in about 7 minutes when Dr. Pepper leaves us. And we'll also take some calls when Gage is on with us. I got a bunch of other news we're going to be covering. Doc, getting into Bobby, I mean, I know that you mainly focused in on what happened with Martin Luther King, but now looking at the Bobby Kennedy's assassination, we always had the coroner in L.A. saying they shot him from behind and multiple times in the back of the head. It wasn't Sir Ann. We always had witnesses. We always were told all these CIA guys were there. Now they release all this film footage, BBC, of them in the crowd and the witnesses and the guy working at the big spy plane base, who shoots, who reportedly was the one, Mr. Caesar, that shot Bobby in the back. A, when did you wake up to this? B, why did they want Bobby dead? And then a synopsis of how they did it.
Well, I mean, they wanted Bobby dead because he was going to be president of the United States, and he was going to reopen the investigation of his brother's assassination. Bobby was one of the original conspiracy buffs. He believed that his brother was the victim of a conspiracy, and he had never gotten satisfactory answers. And he at one point told a major magazine editor that who was a friend of his that he needed the White House in order to open this investigation and get to the bottom of it. So that was a part of it, but it went beyond that. He was going to cut the oil depletion allowance, as was his brother. And that would take hundreds of millions of dollars over a period of years out of the pockets of the major oil companies. He was going to withdraw the troops from Vietnam and end that war once and for all, which he had become convinced was a mistake. That he was treading on all of the powerful toes. His position was going to the bottom line of the major corporations in America. So he had to be taken out, and it was I believe he probably knew that. In terms of the details, Tom Noguchi's the medical examiner's report, as you correctly said, did indicate that Bob was killed with a bullet that was fired less than an inch from behind his right ear. There were four other shots fired at him, three other shots fired at him, four in total, all from the rear and at close range. One went through his shoulder pad, one lodged in the neck, and one went through the chest cavity, in addition to the one that hit him behind the ear. So there was no question. Also, in terms of the witnesses, there were about 19 witnesses all saw Sirhan never get closer than 3 to 5 feet from the front of Bob Kennedy, and his shooting arm was pinned to a steam table after he got off two shots. So he was just firing blindly. So that's that. The answer to your first question is, I mean, that's why they killed him. And you're right, he was shot from the rear, and you're right, there was a medical report, an autopsy report that indicated that right from the beginning. But you know, Alex, Bob Kennedy's assassination was never properly investigated. There was never a defense put forward for Sirhan. His lawyers pled him guilty and didn't even, in exchange for the plea, get a reduced sentence. It was incredible. They stipulated guilt, and then they argued over what the sentence should be rather than having agreement on that. And Sirhan remembers virtually nothing about the critical times related to that assassination. It is all the indications that he was under hypnotic suggestion, that he was controlled, and that he was put on cue. And to this day, he has never been brought out of that hypnotism. So I think it's pretty clear that the defense just totally didn't do their job early on. Grant Cooper, the lead counsel, was subject to a pending indictment, a federal indictment. They had him, and he was going to do what he was required to do.
Have you seen the new BBC? Have you seen the new BBC documentary?
Yeah, I saw Shane O'Sullivan's work, and I've talked to Shane at length about it. He's not satisfied me with it, and he's not now satisfied himself with respect to two of the CIA people he thought was there, but one he is quite convinced about, and that was this fellow Frank Morales, who has at various times indicated he was in Dallas, and he was also in...
Yeah, well, I mean, we now have E. Howard Hunt's deathbed confession. By the way, I have video footage. It hadn't been seen yet. It's going to be in a film, not just the audio. In fact, I keep forgetting. We've got to get that on YouTube. We've been authorized. It's dangerous to have that. Let's go ahead and get that out now. I don't have the staff. It's so crazy up here. I'm like sitting here on top of a giant stick of dynamite. What do you think about E. Howard Hunt coming out and saying, yeah, I was there, yeah, I ran the operation?
Well, I mean, it's I'm not familiar with all the details of Hunt's statement, but he clearly was a guy very much involved in the mix of all of these things.
Well, let me just let the feds know, so they don't have to break in here or anything or do anything. You'll see it. We're so busy, but I'm gonna go ahead and just have it put out. I keep meaning to. He just says the exact same thing he said in the audio tape that's online and that you see in the Rolling Stone magazine, just that I was a bench warmer. Kordmeyer didn't like Kennedy, and so he hired the team that was going to be in Miami, but it was in Dallas. So, I mean, Dr. Pepper, have you heard that tape?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, I have the video of it, too, right before his dad died. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, and to tell you how busy I am and how crazy all my evidence is, that's like at the bottom of the stack in there with all the insanity we have. But no, I mean, it's E. Howard Hunt. And it's not that I would believe E. Howard Hunt, but we have everybody at Dallas saying it. We have the Dallas Times Herald, Dallas Morning News taking photos of him as the tramp. We know he ran black op murders, assassinations, overthrows all over the world. And so we always knew it was him doing it, and that came out. And then he just admits it. I mean, it's incredible. But he admits it, his son said, because he's proud of it.
It's interesting, yeah.
And you know, he'd joke around the table about, I can't wait till we get that little bastard, Bobby. Finish the job. Get the little one. And then after he got killed, he was making jokes around the dinner table. But he wasn't part of killing Bobby.
No, he doesn't seem as though, but you know, I've just begun on Bobby. I've agreed to represent Sirhan. His lawyer died, whom I knew and consulted with him over the years. And when that happened, and they brought the file to me, and the new ballistic forensic evidence that Bob Joling and Phil von Prague have come out with, that clinched it for me. I don't know how familiar you are with that.
Yes, one of them is the head of the Forensic Society. We had them both on. Clearly two different guns, and when you got 20-something shots, which is more than double what his gun could shoot.
Yeah. No, there's no question that from the ballistics, from the forensic side, that Sirhan has been cleared of the murder of Bob Kennedy. Problem is they have five other charges of attempted murder against him, which should never have been allowed.
But to be clear, you're now going to represent him and try to get a new trial?
Yes. Yes, we're going to be pressing for that. I must say we're running into obstruction already. It's a mixed blessing when I get involved in a case like this because they then start to batten down the hatches and they make things ever more difficult. Now,
Dr. Pepper, we're out of time. We're going to break in about 2 minutes, and I've already held you over longer than you said. But just come back in a few months when your new book about Chavez is back, please. But in the minutes we've got left. So Hugo Chavez is for real, according to you?
There's no question about it. He's a guy who's totally, totally committed to alleviating poverty in his country and dealing with 80% of the people who've impoverished. They've got 20,000 medical clinics in villages that have never before seen a doctor. He's pouring enormous sums of money into social programs. His education is free from cradle all the way to the grave through graduate school. He's democratizing the country at the grassroots. Each of the local villages have their own councils. They have their own budgets.
There's no doubt he's doing what communists have never done. He's a socialist. He's taking a big government land, breaking it up, giving it with the deeds to the people. I mean, I wouldn't even call that socialism.
It's not socialism. He's made a mistake with that, I have to say, and I've told him this. What he's doing is not socialism because the state is not involved in running these operations. It is more aptly called cooperativism because the dominant entity in the country there now is a cooperative entity. For example, a sugar factory is run by the workers and the investors and the management. They participate on the board. They run the operation together. The state does not run it. So I'm afraid, made a mistake by calling it socialism.
When is your book coming out?
Well, I mean, we're still finishing up. It'll probably be about 9 months to a year before it's...
We can't wait that long. Can I have you back in the next month? And then we'll have you back when the book comes out to talk about Hugo Chavez. I know you know him personally. He's attended one of your classes at Oxford, and he's a big fan of you. And so, I mean, you really know him well. Can I have you on so we can really, get William Pepper's take on Hugo Chavez?
Yeah, sure. I have probably prevented his death on two occasions, I must tell you that, and two assassination attempts by the Americans.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how soon? We don't want to wait. They can do it any time. Can I get my producer to call you back and, like, maybe set you up the next month?
Yeah, we could try to set that up, sure.
Okay, I'm going to have, in fact, no time like the present, Doctor. We're going to let you go now. I'm going to have Trey call you right now. Let's look at your book and get you set up to come on about Hugo Chavez, okay?
Okay, delighted.
You bet. The book, ladies and gentlemen, is Act of the State, Act of State, and activestate.org is a website you can check out and find out more. Thank you, Dr. William Pepper, for coming on with us.
Okay, my pleasure, Alan.
You bet.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Look, William Pepper, I believe, means well, very intelligent, done incredible research. He is a very interesting person. I have a bad feeling about Hugo Chavez, I'll tell you that. I don't like some of the police state actions he's had in his own country, quoting the name of the greater good. I don't believe in socialism, but he has done some things that aren't socialism. Because a communist and a socialist always ends up with a tiny elite owning and running everything. He's actually gone out and taken government land and other stuff and broken it up and given it to people. And he really is helping the commoners, and he is taking the oil profits and giving it to the people because it is a resource. I'm not for socialism. I'm for free market. But if you've got something that's the land and the, quote, state was claiming it owned it, that should be divested and handed to the people. Not like here where they give you a little bit of government funding and then tell you how to raise your kids or make you take shots or do all this. And I'm not for socialized health care because, A, it won't work and you can't pay for it unless you got trillions in oil. B, it gives the government control to carry out their eugenics. I know, though, Chavez has not been taking IMF World Bank money. He's said don't take the foreign shots. He's talked about everything we talk about. And he is an enigma. So we're going to have William Pepper back on because he's very close to Chavez. So that's the problem with a guy like that. You could talk about 50 subjects with William Pepper. He's really old, very smart. He's been around forever. And we try to explore things here. And we're going to get to the bottom of Hugo Chavez. He's going to come back on the next 2 weeks. And that should be an interesting interview because he's writing the book, the authorized biography with Chavez. And holy mackerel, that is going to be very interesting to kind of give you a behind-the-scenes 9 months to a year before that comes out. Because Chavez is rocking the world. Chavez is sending shockwaves across the planet. I think I know what's going on. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I think is going on with Chavez, and I could be wrong. I'm dead on about most things because that's because I've had experience, history, time to analyze and study and go off their own documents. See, things in hindsight are very easy. But when you're trying to look at their global manipulations and characters and people, it's very hard to do it in the present. In the present, it's very hard. Years from now, we'll know. It's hard now. Okay. Now, with ongoing, like, 30-year projects to bring us into martial law, I can tell you exactly what's going on, exactly what they're doing, because I've had their own documents, their own experiences. I've been to their events. I've analyzed hundreds of news articles, thousands of news articles. I understand their attack profile. And I understand their synthesis of fascism and socialism, and I know what they're pushing. And you know what? Eric Nordstrom is a real tripper. He's been holding for 10 minutes. I apologize to him. He's going to be with me for about an hour on air taking calls in the four-hour show we're going to do Saturday night, I'll be back Sunday night too, from 8 to midnight. And it won't be on the Genesis Network, won't be on Emesis Network. It will be only on my internet streams at Infowars.com, but I know tens of thousands will tune in. We have a lot of special guests on that night. It's not just going to be money bomb, money bomb, money bomb, but about a third of the time we'll be talking about the money bomb. And we're talking about the money bomb right now. We've got about $70,000 that has been pledged. Frankly, we need a lot more than that, folks, if I'm going to get a bigger office instead of the 2,300-square-foot we're in, if I'm going to get better cameras, better computers, start a pilot show for Dish Network. That's how big things start. I'll have to pay for that show, folks. That's why we need the support. I guarantee you, if Ron Paul was a good place to give money and look at the tens of millions we woke up, even if he doesn't become president, we're not going to go away. We're a media institution. So if you believe what we're doing, you should support us. Eric, how is the buildup towards the money bomb going?
I think it's going pretty good. It's trickling in. But, we've got some good support, and the people who have pledged, they'll follow through. And I think we'll wind up getting more money than showing, of course.
You came up with the original idea and instituted it for the Ron Paul money bombs that then got picked up by others, like Trevor Lyman. I mean, what's your gut on this money bomb right now?
Well, of course, I was just one of many who came up with roughly the same idea and put it out, and it was the teamwork that made it good.
Yes.
It wasn't one person, it wasn't one event. Each person that was involved was crucial.
Well, this isn't about credit. It is about everybody. I'm just specifically saying who you are in this. You're the first guy to put a website up. You're the first guy to actually take the first step.
Well, that's exactly what I mean is, if you look at it this way, it takes a lot of people to get this thing happening. And it's not just the fever or it's not just who people like, who people prefer that makes it happen. If you look at this money bomb and if you look at your organization there and you look at it as a house, and you've got other organizations out there also trying to put out the freedom movement information, constitutional information. And if you represent these different organizations as different houses in a neighborhood, well, if you've got one house that's looking a little bit trashy and you've got one house that's medium and you've got one house that looks really nice, everybody wants their house to equity to go up. What you want to do is you want to get everybody in the neighborhood to help each other make their landscaping look nice, help the neighbors out that way. Your entire equity goes up for your house. So
stay there. Explain this on the other side. Eric Nordstrom's our guest. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Go pledge to give $10, $50, $100. Pledge today. It starts Friday at midnight going into Saturday. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the games.
It's really exciting, folks.
Just let me know if you're wrong and go.
The idea of us giving, the idea of the liberty movement, the freedom movement, supporting the different tip of the spears that are out there. And we're not the only spear, but we're the biggest spear. We're the most effective spear. Next to Ron Paul. And it is literally treasure for our war chest. What is a war chest? It's what funds the army. And I have never really asked for donations. But when Eric Nordstrom did this, it comes at a time when I was really trying to decide what I wanted to try to do. This is, even if $100,000 comes in, that'll be substantive. That'll help us. That'll help us get a lot done. But for the cost of the type of things we're doing, it's really not even that much. And I assure you, I give you my word, 100% of the donations that come in Saturday will go to the building cost, which we cram every square foot full of people taking action. We'll go to the electricity bill. We'll go to better cameras. We'll go to bandwidth. We'll go directly to fighting the new world order. You see, we can't be demoralized. We can't have the attitude that we can't win. People are waking up. The global system is collapsing. They're trying to bring in their new world order through the controlled collapse. We have to use that against them like judo and use their attack against them. And now is the time. And I can think of no better place, frankly, to donate to. So if you donate, to the InfoWars Money Bomb. You'll be part of that excitement, part of that day, part of that history. And it will go on if it's successful, and that way the Money Bomb idea won't be extincted. We're also trying to not extinct the idea of the Money Bomb. Because if Ron Paul has a $6.7 million day and some $4 million day and a $1 million day and then a $800,000 day and then a $50,000 day and then it's kind of like, oh, well, the Ron Paul thing's over. No, it's not. The idea. And people are like, well, what did I get my money for? I heard ads all over the country, TV, radio. People woke up. They found out about Ron Paul. They found out about the Federal Reserve, the war being a fraud, that Bush isn't a real conservative, that the Democrats are controlled. There's no I mean, think, tens of millions. They estimate there's like 25 million Ron Paul supporters now in the U.S. alone, tens of millions globally. They're now, from inside Trilateral Commission, confirmed. This is Jim Tucker. He doesn't make stuff up. They, number one issue was the Liberty Movement, Ron Paul. Not that he was going to be president, but that now young people don't want to be communist. They don't want to be socialist. They don't want to be neocons. They don't want to be fascist. They want to be liberty people. And so we go on. We don't go away. We've been here 13 years. God willing, we'll be here in 10 years. I'd love to beat the New World Order and literally go do something else. I got all kinds of films I want to make. Imagine if I'm full-time made films instead of making two or three films a year on top of everything else I do. I mean, frankly, I want to make I'm not going to tell you what I want to make films about that are nonfiction. I don't have time. It doesn't matter. That are fiction or documentary style. I think of fiction as stuff that isn't fighting the New World Order. I mean, reality-based, but that don't matter. That doesn't matter. Point is that I want to make things that are non-New World Order related. I mean, I don't get sick of it. In fact, I'm overdriven, burning with desire to warn you about all the stuff I've got in front of me. I'm just babbling here. I mean, bottom line, we need your support. Infowars.com. A lot of mail's coming in. A lot of donations are coming in. We're going to tabulate that, add that. We need to do some planning with you, Eric. I know you're set up for the show, or being set up for the show Saturday, the special four-hour show we're going to do. We need to be calling you every hour or two. You're going to have a graph on your website, or my IT guy maybe is going to build a graph, and we'll be able to enter the numbers into that and show. People like that, you know, to see as the money goes up at least every hour or so. They're going to have a 1-800 line they can call in here with credit card donations. We're going to have a credit card link, a PayPal link. The PayPal link's already up. I think already like $2,000 is coming outside the Money Bomb. So that's pretty encouraging. Go ahead and make your points.
Well, it's just a success. For one, is a success for all. You know, we got to be thinking of ourselves as the freedom movement as one team. If we start thinking as each separate tip of the spear, as you put it, as a separate team, and we're all rooting for our own special football team, well, somebody's going to lose. And that's the old divide and conquer mentality that they want us to fold up into. So we got to think of ourselves as a conglomerate push, that we're all doing the same thing, we're all singing from the same sheet of music. And, you know, if one person can get up to the top, well, it just makes a road for everybody else to follow. It's just like lightning. Lightning is going to take the path of least resistance. And always after lightning comes the thunder. And the thunder is all the people waking up. So, you know, I highly recommend jumping on this thing because you want to invest in things that have the greatest chance for success. You throw money away on some other thing that doesn't have a great, chance of succeeding. Well, that's fine if you feel strongly about it. But
that's a good way of putting it. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, in an army, you're all on the same team.
Yeah.
It's just that you've individually got spears.
Exactly.
And so what I'm saying is we're on the very tip of the spear.
Sure.
And so I always say support everybody, support other networks, support other people. I've always tried to be inclusive. Others aren't. But with the idea of liberty, that is what matters, the idea of moving forward. And you're right. We need to make this Money Bomb a success so other people's Money Bombs can be a success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've proven myself that I'm a good pony to bet on in this race because I've had the biggest effect through my listeners, through that team out there. We've had the biggest success against the New World Order of any other alternative media outlet out there. I mean, I think we've proven ourselves. So if they are betting on a pony to get media attention, to be effective, to win the race, because we're racing against the New World Order ponies, I think we're a good pony to bet on.
I put out a press release to the Ron Paul campaign 2008. And what it was a request by me for them to purchase a 30-second commercial on the Alex Jones show, a 30-second commercial, and pay you $1 million for it, which is a ridiculous price for $1 million for a 30-second commercial. But the ideology behind it is they can't donate to your Money Bomb per se, But if they can spend $1 million and buy 30 seconds worth of advertising, that gives $1 million towards something that should and needs to succeed.
Well, that's a good idea, but the enemies would have a heyday with that. I didn't know about that idea. Sure. Boy, I bet they think I'm behind that.
Well, no, the idea behind it, though, is it's not just 30 seconds. If they give $1 million to something that is good, that will definitely have an impact, it's not 30 seconds they're purchasing. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, commercial for, you know, constitutional liberty, conservative viewpoints and perspective, not just the Alex Jones viewpoints, but I'm sure you're going to have other guests on. And the other thing to think about is, you know, I can't believe the people you have on your show, they're not just Joe Schmoes. These people were in the thick of government. They were in the thick of things going on. They're the movers and the shakers of yesteryear and today. You know, these people don't necessarily come on the smaller radio stations or the smaller television channels, or they're not invited because their perspectives aren't wanted. So, you know, you have a lot of, you know, who else has Willie Nelson talking about 911? Who, you know, oh my God, you know, you have everybody under the sun on, and it's such an educational value, your show, whether you believe everything that's going on. It at least, you know, flips some switches and it makes you think, wow, I mean, maybe that could be.
To get Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and all these other people on, mainly because, again, we spend the money to have a full-time producer and another part-time producer. We also, I've been around for 13 years, so a lot of bigwigs have gotten to know who I am. It's kind of an exponential thing. Again, when you got something that's having breakthroughs, that's what people need to back. And, again, ladies and gentlemen, my passion, I mean, I know people hear me on their local radio stations at 10 o'clock at night, 3 p.m., you know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. People know I work hard. I'm dedicated. And this is the place where 100%, I don't know where else you can find that too, where 100% of what you donate here will go directly into the fight. That is what this is all about, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. When has my producer set you up for the four-hour marathon we're doing Saturday night?
Well, they called me, I got the time written down, I think it was 7 p.m. my time, or I'm sorry, I think it was like 5 a.m. my time, so I'll be getting some sleep early to wake up. But I'm good for it.
Okay, well, I think we got our times off. I'm going to be live from 8 p.m. to midnight Central.
Well, we'll figure it out after, yeah. No biggie. I'll be there.
Okay, fantastic. And we're going to have some other folks popping in for that show that will just be on the Internet streams at InfoWars.com, those specific streams. Eric Nordstrom, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I really appreciate you coming up with this idea. When did you come up with this idea?
I guess it was a couple weeks ago. And basically, another viewpoint of it is it's a battering ram trying to break open the gates of the media so that we can change the face of media.
Well, you know, I've always told people, go out and support alternative media. Go out and, I mean, if you believe in something, spend money on it, not just me. I mean, that's how we're going to change this, is voting with our dollars. They've taken most of our voting machines away. I mean, we know we're going into tyranny. We better financially support the people that are putting it all on the line. Go ahead.
Well, this battering ram needs to go through the doors. And if you've got 100 people sitting on the sidelines not helping to push that battering ram, that's not good. So I really hope and pray that the people that are standing by watching the battering ram start to push.
Absolutely, folks. And you can pledge at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Or if you don't want to, just go to InfoWars.com and the big link on the main page, donate by PayPal, credit card, or by calling us starting Friday at midnight when we go into Saturday morning. I'm going to have one or two people here overnight. Who knows how many calls we'll get, and then we're going to have a couple people here during the day, and I'm going to be here during the day as well trying to answer the phones. Then I'll be here live for 4 hours at night. Eric Nordstrom will be on with us as well. Eric, thank you, because, hey, regardless of what happens with this, and I think it's going to be a big success, and that's up to you, the listeners, to spread the word right now in these final few days. This is key. We've got articles that Kurt Nimmo is going to write today, Paul Watson tomorrow, Steve Watson Saturday. They're each doing a story. We need to get those articles out. But it's about getting up. It's about taking action. It's about spreading the word. It's about mobilizing and not just laying down. Resistance is victory. Eric Nordstrom, anything else?
Doesn't matter if you write something online. It doesn't matter if you send money. It doesn't matter if you donate a piece of burnt toast. Do something.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric Nordstrom.
Thanks, sir.
You bet. And people online who may not give money, most of them won't hear about it. They'll come check out InfoWars.com. I mean, go to a blurb about some news story we've got, some information we've put out, and then have a link to it, you know, to our subpage about the money bomb, so they can go there and find out more. I mean, whatever it takes to get people to spark their interest, it is the It is the act of defiance, the act of resistance, from which all of this flows. So many people never believe that we could expose the globalists for 9/11, or that we could expose the WMDs being a lie, or that we could expose the fact that the CIA was putting out fake Al-Qaeda videos, or that we could, but now it's all coming out. Well, I'd studied history, and I'd also experienced things in my own personal life. And I know that if you don't think you can do something, you can be assured it's not going to happen. But 9 times out of 10, if you believe in something and you take action, and it's somewhat attainable, you can get it done. And they've got us hoaxed, buffaloed, into not resisting. I look at the term buffaloed, and that goes back to how buffalo would just stand there and let you shoot them, basically. You know, deer in the headlights is kind of what buffaloed is. You know, conned, manipulated, stampeded, murdered. Stop being buffaloed. I mean, stop deciding you're going to give up. Stop deciding you can't affect change. Stop deciding. I mean, I was kind of buffaloed into never asking for money or never really trying to raise capital. I mean, I used to sit there with advertisers coming in every day. This is 3-4 years ago, wanting to advertise. And I would just say, no, I don't want to fill my show up with any advertising. I'll just sell my videos, and I'll have 2 employees, and I'll just do everything myself, and I'll edit everything myself. And then I said, wait a minute, if I hire more people, then we can have better customer service. That was the main reason I started hiring more people. We didn't have the staff to even properly ship them out. And you know, then I said, well, if I go ahead and just, you know, and I learned, man, I can hire more people, and then that ends up bringing in more money, and then I can hire more people, and then I can continue to expand my operations and fight the New World Order more effectively. And some other things happened, too. I mean, a lot of what happened on this show is I've always been a really nice person, also aggressive at the same time, but a nice guy until you mess with me. And I remember one time, like 8 years ago, I got a sponsor, and a talk show has called me up and said, I'm sponsoring something like that, too. You shouldn't do that. And I said, oh, okay, I won't take a sponsor. I mean, what kind of schmuck am I? But see, to me, it was, well, I'll just sell these videos and have enough to live on, and then we'll just be a small operation. And I realized other people aren't stepping up to the plate. I better do it. And then I got like 4 or 5 sponsors about 2 years ago, and then people got mad about it. And I said, hey, I'm supposed to live, too. How about I get a whole bunch of sponsors? How about I really try to hire more people and do more and get better websites and upgrade and have a better prisonplanet.tv? I mean, that's what this is all about, is effectively waking people up. And if we're the best there is, if we're the best hope we've got, that is myself, this radio show, my crew, and you, the listeners, who are symbiotically integrated together in the fight against the New World Order, if we're the best there is, we better. I mean, I realize, I mean, you think I want to take on trying to start a TV show and then a TV network? You think I want to, because I don't take something on unless I'm going to do it. You think I want to take on a money bomb and have to have people here answering the phone and fiddling with it and people attack me over it? At first, I was like, oh, no, when I heard about it. You know, if I'm going to ask for money, I'll just beg for it on air. You know, I see the attacks that are coming. But so what? You just got to step up to the plate, because it's morally right to ask for money to fuel something that's morally correct and doing the right thing. And I know I'm going to spend the money on the right thing. See, I'm not obsessed with money like other people. I'll go, just buy those hidden cameras. Just buy a laptop. Just buy it. I don't even care if I burn through the capital I've got, because if it's for the weapon, if it's for the info war, it's what I exist for. It's what I'm for. It's what I'm about. I mean, in business, I'm sure you've all experienced this. Somebody owes you money. Most people try to not pay you. Well, we just pay people because we're not obsessed with it. We don't try to hold on to something. I guess they say those who are willing to lay down their life gain their life. And those that try to keep their life lose their life. It's the attitude of being a wimp brings the wolves. If you're some cowardly sheep, a nation of cowardly sheep that rationalize and make excuses about everything, tyranny's going to come down on you. But if you are a nation of people that are strong-willed and have strong backbones and are aggressive and aren't easy targets, you're not going to live in tyranny. And then you're going to have milk and honey, because you're going to have free individuals out living their own lives, going in their own direction. You're going to have free will and free choice. And that is an explosive dynamo, which is just amazing. Our country's had limited freedom, but the best there's been in history. And we had half the world's wealth, 4% of the population. 4% of the population, half the wealth or more. Now we're losing all that wealth. We've gone in 50 years from being the greatest, most wealthy country in the world, for the last 100, to being the most indebted, most bankrupt, dumbest, stupidest, most unhealthy, most know-it-all, most arrogant. I want that back. I want our liberty and freedom back. I want my progeny, my great-great-grandchildren, who I love as much as my children. I know they're going to exist. I have to have that vision and see through it as a male, as a leader, as a trailblazer. I have to put myself fully against the enemy. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I drop the ball. Doesn't mean I make mistakes. Doesn't mean I'm not arrogant and a dumb bastard sometimes. But at the end of the day, I'm for real. And at the end of the day, I got a mission. And at the end of the day, my word is my word. And at the end of the day, I'm the real McCoy, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you're the real McCoy, so stop whining about whether this guy's a good leader or that guy's a good leader. You know you're a leader, so start leading today. And I want a commitment from you. You don't have to give us money. You don't have to go give at InfoWars this Saturday. In fact, don't. But you start a newsletter next week. You start a website next week. You call into a talk radio show today. You start some reaching out. You go tell your neighbors about the New World Order tonight. Don't wait. You'll wait and your life will run by. All I want from you is that you take action. All I want from you is that you go up and tell a cop not to be a police state minion. Educate them. Interface.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what after these years.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
You know what's admitted? The Intel Center came out yesterday and said, yeah, there's a new Al-Qaeda video out. It's fake. Trying to make themselves look like they're credible when they've been caught laying down the same video layer with their icon onto the Al-Qaeda icon. Red-handed. 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 But that's what they know how to feed us. There is some kooky looking nut who I saw like a month ago on local Denver news going, I will soon release proof of the aliens landing. We need to prepare Denver for them to land. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't aliens in space, but the point is that I don't cover that because I can't prove it. This guy, it's going to be some computer-generated hoax or some government deal, because you got the Pope saying they're real and worship them, basically. You've got these governments coming out and saying it's real. I mean, I'm seeing a lot. You got all these government aircraft flying around Dallas, outside Dallas, freaking everybody out. And then now, national Fox News tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. On the word of this guy, they're giving him all this attention. They're going to show us aliens. I remember some kook in Texas, in Austin, who I knew, who got up on his high-rise apartment and he later admitted it to me, was dropping pennies off and videotaping them falling past and saying it was flying saucers. But again, this is the American people. They think Al-Qaeda is Shiite Iranians. Meanwhile, our criminal government runs Al-Qaeda, attacking the Iranians and admitting it while saying they're Al-Qaeda. So, I mean, why not tell them it's space aliens? I mean, I ought to get like a plush doll of an alien gray and have it dance around on strings and say, look, proof. In fact, let's go to the store and buy one. We could film it in 5 minutes and get major news. Fox News would ask you if the plush doll was real. We just got to have the strings the same color as the blue screen. Or the green screen. And it'll be a little plush doll going, I am here from Quaggle Snack, from the deep space nebula of Plute Plot. I come to suck your brain out. Okay, I'm just going to have Richard Gage on for 30 minutes, I think. Because I got all this news, and I want to cover it all. And I told Eddie to set up Richard Gage. And I like Richard. But I've got to somehow cover all this news. But it gets exhausting, actually, covering it all. And trying to cover every facet. What I'm going to do is, for 5 minutes, I'm going to cover some top stories when we get back in about a minute. And then we're going to get Richard Gage on, and we'll just enjoy a nice discussion with him about what's developed with architects and engineers at 9/11 Truth. Not even the science, now they blew it up. We all know that. But the congressional hearing showing his organization and saying they're going to blow everything up with Al-Qaeda, and we've got to restrict free speech of the evil Richard Gage, things like that. Before I do that, I wanted to encourage everybody to support our sponsors. Again, that's how we make this possible. Interfood, wonderful folks, the best green food out there, bar none. And big fat banner on Infowars.com. If you link through there, you get 10% off on all the Interfood line of products, including what they're known for, their green food, Interfood, Dulse Kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, and a lot more. Interfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, or get 10% off when you call them and tell them Alex Jones sent you at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. Great, folks. And we have another wonderful sponsor, and that's eFoods Direct. Whatever's going to happen in the future with inflation, recession, the rest of it, it's just good to have a high-quality 10-year supply of freeze-dried or dehydrated foods that fit in a very small area, keep for a long time. Very, very inexpensive for the quality you get. This is who I bought from, who I believe in. Give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Great, folks. Give them a call today. We'll start the fourth hour right now. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.